There are many misconceptions out there about lawyers, but one of the strongest is the supposition held by many who are not members of the bar, the party of the first part and all other parties heretofore known and unknown, who contain in said mindset the falsity and untruth and fabrication that lawyers, also known as attorneys and counselors at law, and those who practice before the bench, will choose to write with and use and utilize many multiples of words when one will do said work previously suggested. Yep, there's a misconception that lawyers go overboard on verbiage. Many lawyers do not. I'm no expert. Okay, maybe I am, given that I taught legal writing for many years. But many attorneys today reject stereotypically lawyer-like words like said and party of the first part. They use simple language instead. The clearer an attorney's written work to a court, the more likely the judge will understand the attorney's arguments and rule in the attorney's favor. Most attorneys get that. But because not all do, there are rules about the length of briefs and other pleadings. As the federal appellate rulemakers put it, a principal brief that does not exceed 30 pages complies with the type volume limitation without further question or certification. A reply brief that does not exceed 15 pages is similarly treated. It used to be that the page limit was 50 pages, but as the rules explain, establishing a safe harbor of 50 pages would permit a person who makes use of the multitude of printing tricks available with most personal computers to file a brief far longer than the old 50-page brief. Today, savvy courts go the word count route, but they'll presume compliance with the rules if the brief is 30 pages or 15 pages long, respectively. Which means that if those in charge have seen enough space shifting in an attempt to fit a 75-page brief into 50 pages, that they've changed the rules to incorporate word count, maybe the misconception about overwriting has a ring of truth to it. Trouble is that not all pleadings have limits. When a plaintiff files a complaint in federal court, for example, the document that first sets out a lawsuit in very general terms, Rule 8A suggests only that the plaintiff make a short and plain statement of the claim showing that the pleader is entitled to relief, and has no real restriction on length. Though a majority of complaints are very short, 5 to 10 pages, that's a blank check for some. And so just this past June, a federal trial court in Washington State had to sift its way through a complaint that ran 465 pages, and it could have been tighter. In 18 pages following the 8-page title, the court explained, the plaintiff lists the defendants. There are 6 defendants. So the court sent the plaintiff's attorneys back to the drawing board. It started its opinion in the case with this twist from Shakespeare: brevity is the soul of a pleading. And it ended it this way: plaintiff has a great deal to say, but it seems he skipped Rule 8A. His complaint is too long, which renders it wrong. Please rewrite and refile today. Yep, there are many misconceptions out there about lawyers. Judges, too. I'm Amy Guida.